And gosh, last case of the day.
No break.
I'm holding on, sort of.
15-2488, and it's Lozana Zuniga versus Lynch. And good afternoon, Mr. Zimmer.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. May it please the court, I'm David Zimmer. I represent Mr. Ismael Lozana in this case. It seems to me that the issue in this case is largely, what are the issues? Mr. Lozano, throughout the course of this case, has sort of been arguing, making various arguments, and they aren't responded to. The immigration law judge has not meaningfully analyzed and considered the arguments he's made. In turn, the BIA did even less than that. And now on briefs before this court, the government has not responded to them either. Now, I'm somewhat at a loss as to the government's claim of waiver. The brief that previous counsel wrote to the BIA is 7 pages long. It's 7 single-spaced. It's in pages 30 through 36 of the record. It's not 2 sentences or something, as the government's brief implies. It sets forth at length the situation regarding the Zetas. They control about 80% of the province in which the province. They were formed by ex-military men, basically set up their own government.
Is that where his grandmother lives? What he's talking
yes.
about? 80%, whatever.
Yes.
Does he have to go back there? Can he go somewhere else? He's 26.
Well, Your Honor, once again, if at any point, if the immigration judge or the BIA had said there's plenty of other places in Mexico he could go, I might not have a case. But they didn't do that. Instead, what they've done is consistently ignore the arguments we have made, and as has the government. I don't really know. I mean, if he could go somewhere else. But you know what? If the immigration judge had found that, well, then it could have been argued to the BIA that he couldn't. If the BIA had found, well, so what? He can go anywhere else in Mexico and not be bothered. Well, then I could have argued that in the brief here. It's been ignored. Instead, what they do is say, well, he can't possibly be persecuted because, the Seventh-day Adventists are such a large group. And they dispute, effectively, the immigration judge in the BIA acts as if the Zetas aren't who they really are. I mean, if you look at the Ninth Circuit understands what's going on here, just as they have more expertise than any other circuit when it comes to Indian tribes, they got a lot more experience when it comes to immigrants, too. They know what the Zetas are about. It's not a question. This is what they do. And they control this particular province largely as a de facto government. The question is, has Mr. Lozano shown that he is particularly subject to, their persecution? And the way he did that is, he put in the record that there were numerous phone calls to his, when he still lived there. It's not one phone call. I think the IJ called it a random telephone threat. It wasn't a random telephone threat. The testimony was that there were many phone calls made.
But no one has threatened his family since 2004.
Because there's no reason to now. They have nothing on them. The only person back there is his grandmother. Everybody else is in the United States. What they do is, she's an old woman. They're not going to impress an old woman into criminal behavior. That's not how it works. They want young men.
Why didn't his mother submit an affidavit in support of his claim?
I don't know. I did not represent him at the... I was strictly brought in for this case.
Well, for one thing, he said that she was...
Afraid.
Legal, and therefore afraid. Didn't want to expose herself.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's, people who aren't here legally, people who are not in the country legally, do their best to stay out of this, out of courts and such. I don't know.
If the Zetas want to threaten somebody, they've had no hesitation to go after grandmothers, children. In fact, in recruiting for criminal behavior, don't they recruit all sorts of people to act as mules for narcotics deliveries into the United States?
Well, that's not my understanding, and that wasn't the testimony that was presented at the hearing.
Well, you're making the argument that why would they ever, because there's a lack of evidence of threats against the grandmother, and you're saying, well, of course they wouldn't threaten her, but so I'm asking you to address your point that there's a lot of reasons why they would or would not, but the question is the absence of evidence that was presented as to specific threats to your client.
Well, I mean, Mr. Lozano testified, he was asked that question at the hearing, and he said, they don't care about old women. He said that. That's in the record.
Nobody cares about old women.
They certainly don't care to impress them as into violent criminal activity. Look around the world. They bring in children. They have children as young as 8 years old and bringing them in warriors. Anyway, as I said, so much has been ignored in this case. IJ, they make a big deal out of the fact this was 10 years ago that these threats were made. But that's kind of like a criminal defendant saying, when he's getting sentenced, saying, my last crime before this was 10 years ago. The judge says, yeah, but you were in prison for 9 of those years. And that's kind of the situation that the IJ here is saying. They said, well, they haven't threatened him for 10 years. Therefore, his fear of persecution can't be real. But it's like he's been in the United States for all that time. That's why he hasn't been threatened for all this time, not because the threat has somehow dissipated if he were to go back. As I said, the issue in this case is whether or not he's made a particularized showing that his fear is objective and distinguishable from the population at large. Time and time and time again, the IJ and the BIA and the government says all that he's done is show that, Mexico is a dangerous place and generalized, it's a dangerous country generally. And that's not what he did. He has shown that he is specifically targeted because he has relatives in the United States who are presumed to be wealthy. And that would be the case if he were to go back there, that he's the perfect age and they wanted to kidnap him before. If anything, they want to have vengeance on him now for having escaped their clutches 10 years ago. I believe that the IJ, in their opinion, in the final paragraph of page 12 of their opinion, correctly stated exactly what the issue is in this case. Has he presented specific detailed facts showing a good reason to fear that he would be singled out for persecution? He's done that. Then he ignored her own standard and says, that basically the United States does not insure aliens against unrest in their homelands generally. And that's not what he's done more than that. Mr. Lozano is in the same situation as the Florios were. Every argument he's made has simply been ignored. They haven't been addressed, analyzed, and considered adequately. It may very well be that a Seventh-day Adventist in Zacatecas suffers no more persecution than, say, a Jewish person in rural Wisconsin. But he has a right to have his argument addressed and not have everybody simply say, there's 700,000 of you in the population. That's much too big of a population to be possibly subject to oppression, when the fact is that even if there are 700,000 Seventh-day Adventists, it's still only 0.625% of the population generally. Unless you have questions, I'll save the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Thank you. Okay. Ms. Cheng, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
May it please the court, my name is Linda Chang on behalf of the Attorney General. The court should deny the petition for review. The record does not compel reversal of the conclusion that petitioner failed to establish he would more likely than not experience persecution or torture in Mexico. The record evidence does not bear out his claims, and there's just a dearth of any evidence at all here to support whether he would be more likely than not tortured or persecuted. And I'd be happy to answer any other questions that the court has.
Why isn't the group of persons deported from the United States back to Mexico a legitimate social group? It's immutable and not defined by the persecution, right?
That's correct. The agency found that that was not, that he did not establish that that was a particular social group in this context. The record lacks any evidence to support this composition as a group. And petitioner hasn't pointed to any reason why that agency determination should be reversed.
Well, he claims that that group is one that's targeted by criminal gangs for kidnapping and servitude.
Yes, right? That is his claim. There is no other objective evidence that would corroborate that statement. The reports do not bear it out. There's just nothing else in the record that would support this.
Well, that's any kidnapping, though. I mean, every other case we get from Mexico is talking about the Zetas, and they do bad things. I guess one of them is that they kidnap kids in order to get ransom for the people who are back in the United States. Now, that doesn't mean they're in a special social group. That just seems to be, at least that's what he's trying to say it is. That's an identification of the type of people, which, frankly, that's it's about everybody, I guess.
Correct, Your Honor. I would agree with that. And it's not necessarily a grouping, as you're describing it. It falls more into the category of the general landscape of crime and violence that exists, and that isn't a ground for asylum or withholding at this point.
As far as the numbers,
I'm sorry, I lost your last words.
For withholding of removal.
Well, there's several, obviously, there's a religious issue, I suppose. Do they just pick on Seventh-day Adventists?
That is petitioner's claim. However, he doesn't bring sufficient evidence to support that, and there's nothing that would compel a reversal of the agency finding for that point. He cites that there is a certain population, that it is a small number. However, regardless of the size of it, he hasn't shown that they are targeted for torture or that they have been persecuted or he would be particularly persecuted based on his religion. And so aside from just making the statement, there is nothing to support this claim.
Do you have anything more?
No. Okay. Government rests on its briefs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Seymour.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is the first in these proceedings. The government has at least made an argument that I can address. They are arguing now that we failed to present sufficient evidence of persecution by the Zetas and that we failed to present sufficient evidence of persecution on account of religion. I am grateful for this. Up until now, they've simply been arguing, they've actually argued, I mean, it's been suggested that religion isn't even a valid social group. It is, as far as the idea that the reports, though, do not bear it out as far as what sort of things the Zetas do, they do. I mean, this isn't reasonably in dispute. I think if you read the Ninth Circuit case that I quoted in my brief, there are 60 pages that were submitted in the evidence as to what the Zetas do and what they're about. The question is whether or not my client that he is particularly subject to persecution by them. You know, the reality is there are immigration lawyers that do this. The guy sitting in the back there in the beard, he's an immigration lawyer. He has actually won cases in front of the immigration law judges by showing what the Zetas do and what they've done to individual people. Could the attorney in this case have presented better evidence, more evidence of persecution? Sure. And then we could argue that point. This is the first point I've had a chance to even argue, that the government's even addressed that argument. I see my time is up.
Is there anything you want to add, though?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
You've had a long morning.
What?
Yeah. You've had a long morning.
Listen, we are lucky to have that.
Thank you.
The case will be taken under advisement. Thank you both very much. Thanks to everyone. And this court will be in recess until, what's today? Until Monday. Okay.